Don't take it so seriously. Lighten up. Trust the mystery. Lighten up. It doesn't matter anyway. Just enjoy your life. Get out of your way. Lighten up.
Welcome to Lighten Up with Bonnie Wirth on Empower Radio, an inspirational hour of conversation and interviews to help you shift perspective and create balance between being spiritual and human. Now here's your host, Bonnie Wirth, on Empower Radio.
Hello and happy day, my sweet friends. I hope this day finds you well. It's really interesting within the heavens, what's playing out, the energies of the universe, and we're really moving forward through some really important times for humanity, important times for our own selves and our own lives. And so it's really, we're seeing, you know, it playing out in all different ways and all different aspects. And of course, you put into the mix this amazing super moon that we've just coming off of, and everything seems to be intense and amplified. And, you know, it really is about the evolution, I guess, of where things were for us and where things are beginning to take form. You know, what was so beautiful, and I look at, you know, and I've talked about it a lot on my show, what 2016 really is all about, this letting go, so to speak, this closing of chapters, this the old structures, the old ways of doing things really shifting and closing down. And we're opening up into a new level of energy, a new level of humanity, a new level within spirituality, and a new level within who we are in the world. And it is this integration of everything that we are, everything from this spiritual being that we are to this little human that we, you know, we play here in this world. And so it really, I know from the amount of emails, the amount of conversations I've had, also, you know, with, you know, what my clients are dealing with, it's been really, really challenging few months. But I do want to shed a little light. I do want you to know that we are actually on an upswing energetically. We are in an upswing of 2016 as we're coming into the final phase of this ever so energetic, shifting and challenging year that it has been. So, of course, as you know, I just returning back from the Experience Yourself retreat that I facilitated in Kelowna just a couple weeks ago, a week ago. I can't even count on the calendar here anymore. Time slips away. But it was really, you know, where we honed in on what does 2017 and beyond look like? What in the aspects of beginning again within this whole mind, body, spirit connection, how is it that we're being called to show up? And that's really what my show is about today. It really is about taking some of the work out of this expansion into just really embracing the ordinary of life, the ordinary, and giving, you know, more praise and recognition to that, because it is when we meet challenges, those challenges that come up, you know, regardless of our best efforts, sometimes, you know, it can make us feel a little bit inhuman. It can make us feel a little bit ego oriented or ego driven. And so this is just now, you know, to talk about, you know, this ordinary, extraordinary life, because it truly is. And these are ordinary, extraordinary times that we're going through. And it's now about this conscious choice of how is it we want to show up in the world? How is it that we want to be the contribution, to be the light? And how can we look at this reality that we're living in and really allowing that to grow or to expand, or for us to be living in the experience? And so, you know, I want to acknowledge, you know, as I said, all of the emails and all of the conversations and the difficult times that we've gone through this year. It really has been. We've seen everything play out in terms of, you know, the economy. We've seen things play out in politics. We've seen things play out you know, within terrorism, the things, the humanity as a whole, everything is on. This is a massive wake-up call. This is a massive time for everyone to really be the contribution, to not fall back into fear and fall back into doubt and uncertainty, but these are really faith-filled times. And so how do we find that faith? How do we have that hope for more for ourselves in our life and the more for people around the world, the globe as a whole? How do we be that contribution? And so that is the topic today, you know, because it is about, wow, we've got some really ordinary things play out in our life that are often overlooked, but they are contributing factors to being that contribution. So, you know, of course, when we're going through challenging times, there's all kinds of great practices that we have in place. You know, meditation is my sacred go-to. That stillness, that quiet, that inner space is really a place that I fall forward into. You know, we can look at, you know, the good diet, the exercise, the laying of hands in terms of healing, prayer. And there's so many things that we use to help give us strength during these difficult times, during these experiences that are helping us to grow, these experiences that are helping us to heal, as well as to bring healing or to bring forth healing, to bring forth light into the world even more. And it's so easy to forget that the spiritual work that we're doing is not just about the practices that we have in place. It's not just about the rituals. It's not just about, you know, doing a space and energy clearing on our home. Those practices, although they're beautiful and they're necessary, and we call upon them to help us during difficult times, it's also the accumulation of the courage to deal with the everyday challenges of being human. And so I really want to honor and help you to honor honor who you are as that human, and to help you to strengthen some of your human practices, because we get so caught up in our spiritual practices that we can neglect the other part of who we are. And when we can bring a focus and attention to our spiritual practices, and we can bring some focus and attention to our human practices, there's a beautiful integration of light that takes place. And so our ability, as you know, in human practices, our ability to be kind in every situation is so important. You know, I've talked about it before, the difference between being reactive in situations to being responding, to just coming forward with love, with kindness, with gentleness. Still being able to communicate our boundaries, still being able to communicate and share our perspectives and points of view, but in a way that is kind, in a way that is gracious, in a way that is honoring the spirit in each other. So to acknowledge, you know, to the ability to be kind in every situation, the ability to be kind, especially to our own self, really is this acknowledgement of energy that we want to see in the world. It is the acknowledgement of the choice that we want to make. It is the acknowledgement of the change we want to see. We must come back to our own self. We must come back to these little human practices. The acknowledgement, you know, of the good that we're doing, you know, can help us to feel good, but then sometimes it can help us to feel as if we're imperfect within it. But there, we have amazing, you know, resourcefulness. We truly do. And the strength, the courage to deal with the everyday stuff of this, of being this human aspect of who we are, is a part of the spiritual journey. In fact, it is the spiritual journey. Our humanity is our path. This spiritual path that we're on, it's actually human. There's no separation. You know, it's not just doing the work or doing the practices of spirituality. It is this everyday, ordinary life that is our spiritual journey. So, you know, we look at, you know, this, we can look at some of the most ordinary things in life that help us in terms of what would be a transcendence. moving us through, you know, the daily living, the daily relationships, and being able to do it with integrity. You know, integrity is an attribute of the soul. And so everything that we can attend to, everything that we can focus on, from everything in the ordinary, from brushing our teeth, of looking at how amazing it is to actually, you know, have the ability to be able to do that, to of the human body, the miracle of the human body. It really is this realization of how extraordinary these ordinary aspects of life are. You know, sometimes we, as we're moving forward through life, you know, we're in this spiritual journey, we're on this path, we're evolving, we're ascending, we're moving into higher dimensional consciousness. As we're going through that, it's like the universe puts us into a commercial break, a little time out, so that we can attend to this human aspect of our life. And you know, what was so, the awareness that I had this past week or so after coming back from the retreat, even though I really honored myself with time to renew and refresh my energies and not, you know, get into the doing of and the busyness of what life is, I really created it, so this sacred window to just really take care of me. In the coming down from that, even though I really honored and made some conscious choices for my wellness, I still got, you know, sick. I still came down with a cold. I still had, you know, a little bit of, you know, just the virus or whatever it was that got hold of me. And it had nothing to, you know, it had to do, I mean, I can go into all the spiritual reasons why I got sick because I understand what it is. And maybe I will a little bit later in the show. But I think this is about, you know, even within the illness, this ordinary thing that happens, this ordinary cold, that it actually was a very spiritual occurrence for me, a very spiritual time of awareness for me. And so we can look at some of the ways, you know, as I said, we're coming down from this, that I had this thought the other day that as I was needing to cuddle into my bed, that I just wanted to snuggle up in my covers and put them over my head and just rest and settle away from the world for a while, I realized that that was a little piece of heaven for me, that ordinary thing of just snuggling or cuddling into my pillow brought me so much joy and brought me so much pleasure and brought me so much connection, that I recognized that in itself, that ordinary thing, was so extraordinary, that was so spiritual in the experience of it. Simple. You know, and it got me thinking about, you know, people who are terminally ill, how, you know, the things that we look upon as being, or we take for granted, are their ideas of what heaven would be. To go for a walk outside, oh, that sounds heavenly. To be able to travel or to spend time with their family can be an idea of heaven. It's so ordinary. And we overlook it. And I think this is really now, as we're moving forward into these new divine energies, as we're moving forward into this new radical, new beginning for all of humanity, this is about not being so focused and attentive to what we believe needs to be practiced or ritualized or done, but to be present in the expression of heaven right here, right now. You know, our intuition allows us to get so much information. You know, we have more of an impact by using the one, the energy that we all share. That same oneness can allow us to be victimized in some way, you know, having demands or judgments on us. But I think that we have always have this conscious choice that we of how we want to show up in the world. How do we want to rule the world from our couch? How do we want to make a difference in the world driving in our car? You know, what thoughts or intentions or what are you present with in that moment? Where are you being? Are you, you know, just so focused on where you're going that you're missing out on the extraordinary happening around you? whether it be nature, whether it be the people, whether it be the recognition of the day, of the sunshine. You know, I thought it was really interesting the other day, and I kind of make the simplest things sometimes a really big deal. And I remember back in high school or middle year school, that used to really weird people out, because I would be so excited about the day and so excited about the little things. But it really are those things I really begin to recognize and to know just how ordinary they may be, that they are so spiritual. They are so innately heaven around us. And to be able to look at, you know, look at the fact of what's played out. You know, I know, and of course, being the Canadian, being the observer to what's playing out in the States and in the political playing field this last little while, to be able to be that observer and to look and to watch and to know that it can be as difficult as of times as what it can be for so many people, that there is a call for us to begin to recognize what is good in our life. This realization that even though there was a new, you know, that there was a new president in the States, what came up immediately the next day was the sun. What came up immediately was a new day being birthed, a new opportunity of choice, a new opportunity to love the people that I was with. That we can get sometimes caught up in the bigger aspects of what's out there, that we lose sight of the simple ordinary, the simple miracles, the simple beauty that exists in this moment. So, you know, as we move into the new year, into through these new times, you know, there's a lot of doubt. And there can be a lot of doubt in terms of what can be, you know, for ourselves and our own personal lives, as well as what will be for the globe, the global impact of things. But I can tell you, my friends, that the more that we begin to embrace our own life, the more that we can be within our own spiritual beingness, and that we can allow everything that we do to be the spiritual practice, that we can actually achieve so much in terms of the humanistic means. That we go from this place of being the selfishness or not worthy enough of things, or, you know, being the spiritual person with integrity and goodness. We can embrace and trust ourselves. We can join the energy. And we can share that energy, and we can share the that love, that light that is there and that already exists. And it's this energy of this one that we can join, you know, together with. You know, and how do we join that? Well, just through the inhale and exhalation of the energy, you know. But we can really be present and be that contribution in a different way. And so that's, you know, it's the ordinary things. There's so many gifts in the ordinary. As I said, when I talked about snuggling into my bed, just how that whole idea of heaven, it was just heavenly to me. And so one of our greatest gifts truly is about becoming to recognize that utterly everything can be a miraculous gift. In the most ordinary aspects of life can be the most extraordinary. So, you know, the ordinary and creating this habit of gratitude for it. This, you know, looking at the seemingly benign things in life, the laughter we share with our teenager, holding hands with someone, the smell of flowers, or, you know, really just taking time to taste the food that we're eating. You know, if you were to look out your window right now at this very moment, could you identify a miracle? Could you recognize with the breath of thousands that are processing this breath that is syncing so perfectly with your own body? Completely ordinary. But this ordinary act is a gift. And in these days, and what feels dreary, what feels depressing, what feels so fearful and so doubtful, we have this opportunity in the moment to really begin to actively take a look at what's happening around us. How blessed is this life right now that I find myself in? You know, we have to we have to ask ourselves some really big questions during this time too. If you follow me, of course, at all, you know, some of the questions I posed today is, you know, what excuses have we been making? These are the times right now where we're being called in to be the greater contribution in the world, in greater love, greater kindness, greater compassion, greater everything. And so, you know, what excuses have we been making to not participate? What have we been turning a blind eye to? I think it becomes this human aspect, this call of humanity, to be a part of that call, to rise from in the midst of everything, to not falter and fall into the fear, the doubt, the uncertainty. And we don't have to be a guru. We don't have to be a part of the leaders of the world. We don't have to be, within religions, within the structures of what it is. We everyday, ordinary people. But we can contribute to the energy of the whole world by being a decent human being, by being kind, by being considerate. Letting go of judgment. If you listened to my show a couple weeks ago, Put Down the Gavel, you know, I talked about, you know, how we go into judgment. What if we just started looking at each other and say, wow, just like me, just like me. That person's just like me. They're struggling just like me. And when we can recognize humanity and start building compassion for each other, even if we believe differently, even if we don't follow the same path, just to find the grace in honoring each other in the differences and knowing that truths can be so different, but it's the same one, the same expression in many forms. And that we can, you know, again, focus in on who do we want to be in this world? To be that good human, to be the kindness, to be the compassion, to be the respect, to make a difference within our own homes, within our own communities, within our own lives. I truly believe that when we can focus, and I've said it many times before, when we can focus on really creating peace within our own self, peace within our own homes, and give time and attention to the ordinary things in our life with gratitude, with appreciation, that accumulation of energy, that energy of that we breathe and inhale, that energy does ripple out into the world. It does make a difference. And so we sometimes think we need to be someone at the top. We need to be the guru. We need to be the leader. We need to be the one to reach out with a message to make that difference, to be the change in that way. And we can feel hopeless and helpless in the midst of it all because it seems too large to take on. But it's about coming back home to our own selves. And that we can contribute collectively in that same intention by coming home. Creating peace within creates peace in the world. Being loving and kind to each other creates loving kindness in the world. And the more that we can consciously choose it, we can choose to respond from a place of centeredness, a place of grace, a place of humility. And when we can choose that, we're not responding, we're not inflicting, we're not wounding each other. These are the times of compassion. These are the times of more love. These are the times to fall forward and put into place everything that we believe in, to stand in the truth of it, to be the voice, to be the light. This isn't about reaching anywhere. This is about letting things unfold, letting our light shine, letting love accumulate. So, and of course, we're going to be going to a commercial break here in a couple minutes. I'm going to help you after the commercial break. I want to be able to, because I'm really so passionate about, of course, this whole part of being this good human being, how we don't have to be the spiritual guru. We don't have to be doing all of the work in order for that to happen. But I do want to share with you some ways that you can live an amazingly ordinary life, and that you can be that contribution, and that you can shine and let that light filter out into the ethers and through the cosmos, so that we can all thrive and we can really make that contribution, that we can be that change. You know, this is a chance. You know, we have this chance. We have a chance to, I think, in some ways, I've recognized my chance to make a difference even more. And we all have a chance. We all can answer the call to go to work, so to speak, on without the excuses, to go to work with really being the contribution, to being the leaders in humanity, in terms of even if it's kindness within your own families, to be the leader of change, to be the leader of peace, to be the leader of hope. And we'll talk about more of this after the commercial break.
It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. The difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. Studies prove that reading to a child regularly dramatically improves reading skills. And kids who read well by third grade are four times as likely to graduate. So United Way is calling for 1 million volunteers over the next 3 years. We're asking you to step up, make a pledge, tutor a child who needs help, mentor a kid who needs someone on their side, volunteer to read to children, make a difference. Because when a child advances, we all advance. Entire communities improve. The path to success or failure starts long before graduation day. And the difference between a graduate and a dropout could be you. Be a reader, tutor or mentor, give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Take the pledge. Go to liveunited.org now. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Go, Caleb!
Come on, hit a homer, Jesse!
Let's go, guys!
Hey, did you guys know that kids who play sports earn more money when they grow up?
Of course, I knew that.
Hey, did you guys know that kids who read books have a bigger vocabulary?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Wow, jinx. Did you guys know that friendly children have more friends?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's true, I knew that. Did you guys know that winter babies are better at music?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Obvious.
Oh, hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
Huh, I didn't know that.
I'm pretty sure I knew that.
I'm pretty sure you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel. And a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to Mom. I had no idea how hard it would be and what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and ways for me to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics, but also information about the hurdles I was facing.
Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Lighten up. Don't take it so seriously. Lighten up. Trust the mystery. Lighten up. It doesn't matter anyway. Just enjoy your life. Get out of your way. Lighten up.
Now back to Lighten Up with Bonnie Wirth on Empower Radio.
All right. So, you know, today's show really is about, you know, this whole aspect of this ordinary life that we lead, these extraordinary things that happen all around us, and how that really is a part and it is our spiritual journey. You know, this whole aspect of just being a good human is a great contribution to the world, that we don't have to go through the rigorous, you know, routine or ritual in order to, you know, to make, to be the light. And I think it's important, you know, as we're, as we move through and forward this upswing, as I talked about this November, December, that we're becoming, I think, more practiced within our homes, more practiced within our own lives, in a way that can really take the ordinary and make it amazing. And the more that we can focus on this beautiful gift of being human, this beautiful gift that we're given in the miracles of every single day, that it is the energy that gets amplified in the world. It is the energy of the change. It is the energy of not only the ascension within, you know, an integration into fifth dimension, but it is the energy that supports the whole entire globe. You know, when we can love more and not less, when we can love the little things, the simple things, the ordinary, when we can turn it into heaven, that's really where our power is. And so, you know, as we move forward into, you know, oh my gosh, I work with questions all the time. And I know that there's so many different people, you know, different practices that do. But questions have always been a form in which I work. One of the things, you know, as I've shared with you on the show, you know, how can I be more love here? One of the questions I've been working with this last little while is, who do I want to be in this situation? In what's playing out here right now, do I want to be the person that contributes to the fear or to the worry, the doubt, the uncertainty, or do I want to be the person to let the light shine? Do I want to be the person that can help and support and guide and nurture my family, my friends, my community? And I think if we can all get focused on home, we can all come back to being a good human, to doing some of the, you know, the acts of kindness, being gentle with ourselves, being gentle with others, you're going to find that that really is what the call is about now. We're being called for more in the world. We're being called to more, to be more, but we're called to be more love. At the end of the day, in this ordinary human way. You know, when we can embrace this part, when we can embrace our life, when we can embrace this beautiful mucky mess of being human, it's important to recognize and to know that you are already a spiritual being. It doesn't get more spiritual than this. Everything you do is spiritual. So trust in yourself. As I said, joining that collective energy, that really is what can help to support or to navigate these really challenging or difficult times. So as I said to you before the commercial break, I wanted to, you know, what are some things that we can do to start really cultivating this ordinary life, really cultivating more love, really cultivating, you know, in terms of taking the ordinary and just letting it be the unspeakable miracles. Well, I think, you know, for the first part of it, really comes down to our presence. You know, to recognize that here in this moment, being present is such a beautiful gift that we can give, because there truly is nothing out there. There's nothing out there. There's nothing that compared to, and nothing we can compare to in terms of whether it be our goals, in terms of our businesses, our goals in terms of what we want to be, do, and have in the world. There's nothing out there except this awe-inspiring beauty of this present moment. in this moment, there's no goal to accomplish. There's no task. There's nothing we need to do to achieve the future other than to give more joy into right what is right in front of you, right here, right now. So simply, you know, to be in the moment might just be a breath, to take a deep breath, to just breathe for a moment, to focus on the breath, to be here now. And when we can do that and we can slow it down, we begin to look around us, and what we see becomes altered, and altered in a way that allows light to shine. And when we can sustain this very presence, you know, when we can practice and hold on to it, our perspective completely transforms. But we get caught up. We're either caught up in the past, of everything that it should have been, if it would have been, if it could have been, if only it was. We get caught up in blaming and the resentments and the grudges of everything that had played out and happened. And we become depressed because we're in the past. Or we can be in the opposite, and we can be so caught up in the future, so caught up in the unknown, the uncertainty. What's going to happen? What's going to manifest? What's going to play out? Are we going to be okay? Is the money going to come in? Is the job going to be there? What opportunities are waiting out there for me? That it begins to create anxiety. We get anxious about it because there's too many unanswered questions. And we start to get anxious because our mind goes into the chaos of all of the stories of what it could be. And it just builds and builds and builds, and we suffer from anxiety. The beautiful presence of this moment helps to really shift. The beautiful presence of this moment, as I said earlier, being present with brushing your teeth, is this realization of the human form, of the gift of being in this day. The ability that, wow, you know, to have woken up and to have running water and to have toothpaste, and you begin to just recognize the simplicity of the ordinary, being so spiritual. This here, this human thing that I'm doing is so delicious. It's so delighting. And so being in presence is important, being here now. And trust me, if you can breathe yourself, if you can inhale and exhale and pull yourself into this moment, and the more that you practice in being in this moment, the more ease you're going to find, the more joy you're going to find, the more the ordinary becomes so ridiculously extraordinary that you begin to create heaven on earth. And you, that energy, that light, that love begins to ripple and be the contribution in the world. I think that, you know, I mean, if you know me, you know, you've heard me talk, you've been a part of my workshops, my classes, you might be a part of my Amp Up the Gratitude campaign. You know, I talk about how conscious gratitude is one of the most magical things we can do in the world. It reveals ordinary miracles. It takes everything that is maybe mundane in a moment and transforms it. And it also has this beautiful way of keeping us humble. It can instantly transform, you know, what can be some of the most difficult times in our life into gifts. As I said earlier, you know, in regards to the politics, the presidential campaign, the sun still came up. There was still a miracle that birthed that very next morning. And to take time, you know, to really to focus on our blessings, to bask in gratitude, is a way that we can reconnect to source. It's a way that we connect to the universe, to God, and it puts our challenges into perspective. It helps us to recenter. It helps us to reground ourselves. Gratitude is undoubtedly one of the easiest things that we can play with in the world, because the universe is so reciprocal. It's so recognizing in terms of where our focus in focuses is that it allows this abundance of accumulation of more and more to be grateful for. And that gratitude raises our vibration. And as we raise our vibration within our own self, we raise the vibration within our own homes. And as we raise the vibration within our own homes, it ripples out into our community. And that constant, steady stream of vibrational sustainment. And as we move and we continue to go higher vibrationally, that vibration supports all humanity. Loving what is, loving where we are, loving what we have, really begins to open up a whole another perspective, a whole different reality begins to birth. And this is a time for birthing of new realities. This is a time for birthing of new ways of living and being. This is a time of birthing more compassion, more love, more kindness into the world. I think the other thing about, you know, looking at this ordinary life of ours is to never lose our sense of wonder. If you can think about a small child, a child is almost always in awe and wonder of their environment, of their learning. There was I pulled out of a book I had, and if you've ever heard, I'm trying to remember the name of the author off the top of my head, but it's called The Parent's Tale, and I can't remember the author. I'd have to look it up, and you might just want to Google it, but there's a quote in there that I pulled. William Martin. I knew it was going to come to me. The book is upstairs, and I'm like, what is that? Anyway, the quote goes like this, and I wrote it out because I think it's so profound. You know, don't ask your children to strive for extraordinary lives. Such striving may seem admirable, but in a way, it is foolishness. Help them instead to find wonder, the marvel of an ordinary life. Show them the joy of tasting tomatoes and apples and pears. Show them how to cry when pets and people die. Show them the infinite pleasure in the touch of a hand, and make the ordinary come alive for them. The extraordinary will then take care of itself. The ordinary comes alive through curiosity and wonder. And if we can live in a constant state of wonder, we can begin to realize that there really isn't ever anything that needs to be achieved. There isn't anything that ever needs to be done or worked at or healed. When there's this sense of wonder that where the extraordinary of every aspect in life begins to be illuminated. And as it's being illuminated for us, it's being illuminated for the whole world. Let there be light. Curiosity and wonder bestows miracles all around us. And the world, humanity, we need the miracles. We can be that miracle in our own life, and we can be that miracle unto the world. So wonder, you know, play with it. I talked about questions earlier. This is another question I play with. I wonder how much more I can love. I wonder how many new people I get to meet. I wonder what other ways I can contribute positively to the world. I wonder what miracles are going to show up for me today. I wonder how much more joy I can experience. I wonder. Simply be in a state of wonder. And extraordinary just takes place. Wonder lines us up to our true north. It puts us into alignment with the universe. It puts us into flow. And our dreams and our prayers become answered. A state of wonder helps us to find alignment, connection. So play with wonder. Play with it. Have fun with it. Now, of course, I have to go right back into this hole because, you know, being a good human, this whole aspect of kindness. What matters is not our spiritual beliefs. What matters is not what modalities we practice about who is doing what in the world. It doesn't matter if we believe differently. It doesn't matter. What matters is our most sincerest, our most kindness, our most gracious actions. Simple, heartfelt kindness is the pinnacle of true spirituality. It's a life well lived. Who do you want to be in this situation? Who do you want to be remembered? Or how do you want to be remembered? Who is the person you want to be remembered for? Kindness, you know, begins to unfold this other aspect. We move straight into compassion with this. Because compassion truly is the art of being able to see other people's feeling, you know, the perspectives. Compassion is about, you know, we recognize their pain. And we can support them because we're concerned and we care about them. Compassion is completely different than worrying about them. Worrying doesn't do any good to anyone. But our concern, our deep caring, that aspect of being a good human to remember. It's not about how evolved or how much consciousness that you are aware of. It's not about how much stuff you've been able to accumulate, how generous the universe has been with you. Compassion is about being the good human. This spiritual practice of connecting to people's in their suffering, to say, I see you and I love you. This is not about judging them. To make a different, if they just make a different choice, it would all work out better. If they would just choose more, they're not in a place where they can. And so we need to love people for where they are. The whole world is aching for genuine compassion. And yet somehow we all can get caught up in the busyness, in our ambitions of what we think we need to be. But compassion pulls us out of that busy mode. It brings us to deeply connect with other people. It gets us out of our head and into our hearts, where we can simply be with them. Not in judgment, but in warmth, heart-to-heart compassion. It's one of the rarest attributes. It's so precious. And we begin to recognize that life and those people around us are so precious. Spiritual practices are about what comes from the heart, not about what we do, but who we can allow ourselves to be. And finally, I know the show's coming close to an end, and oh my gosh, you get me going on a tangent, and I'm going to run with it for as long as I can go. But I want to, you know, I think of some of the songs that, you know, that are out there. I look at, you know, questions like, if today was your last day, if, you know, and I think that's important for all of us to not just sing the song, but to actually take a look at what does that mean? What does that mean for us? That if we could imagine this being our last day on earth, that we have no tomorrow, we have no future, we can't do anything wild, and we have no time to be insensitive. What choice would we make? How would we spend that day? What or who would you give your attention to? What would you appreciate right now? Who would you appreciate right now? What would you take time for? What would you observe? How would you want, who would you want to spend it with? What did you want to indulge in? What would really matter to you if you knew that it was your very last day? My friends, I want to encourage you to live your life that way, to take a look at this day, this blessing of this day, as if it's your last day. How good of a human can you be today? Because it's in that capacity to be able to focus ourselves into this loving presence that we have the most divine and spiritual experience. This is it. This is the time. No more excuses. No more holding back. No more pretending. It's time to really take some responsibility. Responsibility for who we are and the contribution that we are. Everything comes into the presence of a day. Who do you need to forgive? Who do you need to let know that they've been forgiven? How can you show up more loving and kind to yourself, to others? And what choice can you make today in the now that honors your soul? It's so important, my friends, to take a look at who we are in this world of spirituality, to take a look at all of the doing that we're doing, to question its contribution. Because at the end of that day, it only matters about how much you have loved. And I know that when I die, I want it, my whole intention is to walk away to say, I learned love. I loved. I did my very best and I loved. I showed up every day and I loved. I took on every moment and I loved. I took all of the ridiculousness of my ego and I loved. I set aside all of my judgment and I loved. I allowed myself to indulge in the emotional mucky mess and I loved. We have to really become and so conscious. So conscious in this world that feels and looks as if it's falling apart. We have to become more and more aware of who we are as human beings. We're being called to more love, more love, more love. More compassion, more kindness, more understanding. Because honestly, without love, we've got nothing. And we will continue to see everything spiraling in all of the directions that are less than what we truly desire. And so, I want to wrap the show by just saying that it's time. That November, December of 2016 is blessing us with time. It's this time to answer the call, a call to rise, a call to shine, a call to be a good human. It's a call to live with higher purpose. It's a call for every single person who calls themselves a light worker to start shining the light onto each other. It's a call for more love, not less. And so I want to wrap up the show by asking you, will you meet this call with scorn and intolerance and hatred and distrust? Or will you go there, or will you love? Will you love? Will you take your ordinary life and make it extraordinary in knowing that that is how you can be the greatest contribution now? Big love, sweet friends. Wishing you a blessed and beautiful day.